3:40 a.m. I don't know why the fuck I'm awake. But, I had the sexiest dream. And I woke up really horny. So, I'm trying to be quiet because I have thin walls in my apartment. I don't want my neighbors to hear, but... I wanted to get this done. The best part of waking up. So, in this dream, there was a man who, I couldn't see his face, but I think I know who he was. I think I know his name. And he was my owner. My owner, my master, my sir. And, oh God, I don't remember how it started. But I remember hearing that I was his. He tied me to a bedpost and put a collar on me with a little tag with his name on it. While I was tied to the bedpost, after he collared me, he shoved my legs open and started licking my pussy and using his fingers at the same time, and he said that this cunt was his now. Sometimes, secretly, I do want to be owned. Sometimes I do want to be used. Of course, the scene changed before I could come because my brain hates me. Again. Are you noticing a theme here? He was spanking me with a crop, I think, on my breasts and my nipples. On my ass. What I liked so much wasn't the pain or the sting, but the authority. He wasn't screaming, just there and complete and confident, calm and gentle, but still commanding. He knew that I was going to be still and take the spanks like a good girl. And I did. And I was so proud of myself. And so was he. And that look on his face got me turned on so bad. Ah. the last part that I can remember. He had told me that since I was so good for him, he was gonna let me ride his face for hours. It's one of my favorites. I love it. Oh, I love it. But then he took me off of his face. This dream was so good that I could feel it. I could feel it going. He fucked me so slow, but hard. And I was so ready to come, but then I woke up and I was pissed because my brain wouldn't let me finish, but oh God, oh God. That's why I'm doing this. Bless me. I think I'm gonna go back to sleep.